What's good, Black Star Podcast? Welcome back to the channel. And guys, I've been watching this Twitter situation go on, and boy, oh boy, the crazy people have eventually has come out to them act totally insane. So, quick recap, Elon Musk bought Twitter. Everybody knows that in the world. So Elon Musk is the official owner of Twitter now. Twitter has been privatized, and it's going to be making a lot of changes. You've had for the past 4 years an attack on the First Amendment, which is freedom of speech, which everybody knows there's really no freedom of speech. So you have a lot of these liberal politicians, liberal media consultants, and liberal people up in arms talking about, I'm going to be deleting my Twitter because of the attack of freedom of speech, or because they want to be able to cancel everybody that they can. Now, me in particular, I don't really agree with the whole cancel culture thing, because let's be honest, when it's a, I don't want to say a rabid liberal feminist. When you have, oh God, I can't keep this one straight. When you have people that are constantly trying to cancel people because it challenges their narrative, you get a degradation of society. So now that Twitter is owned by Elon, we're going to see an extreme case of freedom of speech, meaning everything goes. I don't agree. I don't disagree. There should be a lot of people allowed to have freedom of speech, be able to say whatever the fuck they want to say, and keep it fucking moving. Now, when you have a bunch of people speaking out of the side of their necks and talking about shit that they don't know what the fuck they're talking about, that's where I kind of draw the line. Now, they're angry over Elon. Now, we're going to talk about another issue that has come up too, and that is dealing with the Georgia state election. Now, this one's going to be fun for me. So, everybody knows about Malika Andrews. Not Malika Andrews. That's the crazy rabbit female that's on the other one. But, what's her name? Oh. Tiffany Cross. She was just recently fired from MSNBC. Now, here's what I have a problem with. You come after damn near everybody that you have a disagreement with, whether it be black men, white men, state governors, and a whole host of other people. And then you say one wrong thing about Ron DeSantis, then your ass get kicked off air. See, what I'm saying is this. And there's a point. What you're seeing is you're seeing a lot of feminists getting fired from their jobs because of their narrative and because of what they're starting to say online, what they're starting to say in the company, and the way they are starting to move. These feminists are costing these companies millions of dollars to keep up their narrative due to the way these women carry themselves, women and men. So it's not just women. So if you come on my channel saying that I'm bashing women, no, I am not, because I'm talking about men too. These people are costing companies millions of dollars to even stay up. We've seen it with them trying to brute force their way into not getting fired from Twitter with Elon. Those people got fired and were locked out. So you got some of them trying to sue. We're not even going to talk about that. But then you have women or feminists up in arms about Tiffany Cross getting fired. Blake Andrews. There needs to be a serious talk when it comes to these issues that are going on in America. Because we cannot keep talking about issues. We cannot keep holding issues in and them not getting talked about in all the name of quote unquote equality. See, I believe this. Women do not want complete equality. They want superiority over men. That's the honest truth. Look at what they say. They have equal rights. They want equal representation in the workforce. But the thing is, they don't want to do the same work as men. They want to be handicapped, like in the military. Now, I'm not being misogynistic. I do believe there's some equality that needs to happen. But the thing about it is, you cannot be equal in things with handicaps. Sorry, men are not handicapped. Men cannot just say, oh, I don't want to do this because I'm weak. No. Either you do it or you get the fuck out. It's cutthroat. But you cannot keep handicapping and setting different standards for women and all in the name of equality. We're seeing it in the military. We cannot get any new recruits into the military due to all this liberal agenda of emasculating men. So my point is this. Is there true equality, or is it all a facade? And why must there be handicaps when it comes to work and production for women? But anyways, guys, I know this probably will just be like a quick episode, but I just had to get those thoughts off my mind. But anyways, guys, please like, share, subscribe to YouTube channel. Please support the podcast on Spotify.com, and I'll see you guys on the flip side. Thank you guys for listening. Bye, guys.